Good morning, P1s. It's 10:18 here on the ticket. We are work in progress. He is DJ. He is Ham. I am Ol' Monty. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we will take a look at the Rangers. They had a fun win last night. Maybe the offense is back on track. Maybe never. And at 10:50, we'll do some ham radio. But right now, we must stop down for the news.
Had a little bit of breaking news according to Syracuse Hoops Twitter feed. CJ Fair is now going to play for the Mavs Summer League team.
News team, assemble!
Here he is, folks. Ham.
Ham. This is a confusing story, and not just because I'm illiterate. Police were called to a Taco Bell this past Thursday, very early Thursday. Florida residents dispatched police to a Taco Bell in Flagler County because a man had his wiener out. Taco Bell employees jokingly said the man had his chimichanga out. That's a fun note from the story.
Sounds like they were taking it real serious.
Yeah. Here's the confusing part. The man, Brandon Irizarry, 28 years old. He was discovered outside the restaurant with multiple pairs of pants pulled down.
What?
That's directly from the story. Multiple pairs of pants pulled down.
Look, I've had some bad days in my life.
Are you wearing multiple pants?
I've never had pull multiple pairs of pants down to make a gordita crunch my girlfriend bad day.
To make some extra sour cream for your taco?
Correct.
I don't like sour cream, by the way.
I'm with you.
There's a wiener in my taco.
Bad brain.
That was quick.
911, do you hear me? I got an emergency.
There's a wiener in my taco.
Oh, wow. Okay, sir, can you tell me where you are? Ma'am.
What kind of establishment is this, DJ?
It's a Taqueria's.
Oh, well, you're in multiple locations.
I don't know that anyone would call Taco Bell a Taqueria.
Just some nice local cuisine.
Tacos.
So why was he naked?
They don't know. They took him and his multiple pairs of pants into custody. That's when they discovered in his backpack was a live betta fish swimming around in a container.
Awesome.
What? Which is a cup. When you have betta fish, they're just cups. Like in a little cup.
It said in a container.
Yeah, like, you know those ones you see at the pet store? It's like a little 8-fluid-ounce container.
Those have lids to it, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So this man just bought a betta fish, or stole a betta fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then went out to a Taco Bell.
To celebrate.
Right, to
pulled
celebrate
his pants down.
The new chapter in his life. Because everyone remembers the day they bought their first betta fish.
Yeah.
I remember where I was.
Same.
Me too.
I used to kill a lot of betta fishes.
Why, Dexter?
Because I didn't understand they like needed air to breathe, or not air to breathe, and they had to be in water.
They needed not air to breathe. Go explain your sentence to me.
I didn't know if you took them out of water, they died.
Fish?
Yeah.
Talk out your logic, Dylan Klebold Jr., little psycho.
And I would just, I'm a fish expert over here.
take him out, and kind of be like, they're just...
He's the little braces girl from Finding Nemo. You know, funny fish story, if I can.
Please do.
I wasn't done with mine.
Oh, continue.
I smell fish.
I used to put them in my pants.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Down the front or back?
I was like 5. Front. Not back.
Damn.
Yeah, back would be ridiculous.
So you'd have them do a...
Yeah, don't be crazy.
You'd have them do a penile koi cleaning?
Pretty much.
New band name?
I don't know if you are looking for a new one, Connor. There you go.
That'd be the EP name.
Now I'm finished. With
is that what you tell the fish?
Yeah. As it's dead.
Ooh.
In my Batman underwear.
Spider-Man into the wall.
No.
So my fish story was this a couple days ago. Cleaned out the big tank that I have in my living room.
Oh, how's Creighton doing, by the way? Creighton's the name of the fish I named for Monty.
Creighton is, he got released to the wild. So I had to restock my little pond.
Oh, no.
So I have a big pond behind my house, and I put him in there. But I still have a couple of those, like, sucker fish, the placostomuses. Yes. You know the ones that stick on the wall and they just...
They eat the algae, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Algae eaters. Well, I have a couple of them. One of them is like almost a foot long. Mm-hmm. He's huge. And I get home and you'll guys see me sometimes pushing backwards. Yeah. Because like if I'm carrying something especially or if I'm trying to go fast, I'll push backwards. Well, I'm pushing backwards.
Monty's in a wheelchair.
Correct. We have the disclaimer for anybody. You have that. But I'm pushing backwards in my chair, and luckily I stopped. Mm-hmm. Because if I didn't, my foot-long suckerfish had jumped out of the tank and was just laying on my floor.
Take me with you!
Foot-long?
He's up. Jeez. He's about, maybe, he's at least 10 inches.
And you would have rolled right over?
And I would have squished him. But then I started freaking out because I had no idea how long he's been. I know that fish can't be out of water for that long.
His mouth is just...
I didn't realize that things were going so poorly. Monty's Picossimus at 8:40.
I'm dying here.
I didn't realize things had been going so bad that he was committing suicide and jumped out of my tank.
SGA is not in the playoffs anymore.
No, we don't talk sports.
Let me turn the page.
But luckily, I took him out and I picked him up.
It's all good.
I put him back in the tank, and he was fine.
All right.
And I started looking it up, and apparently those fish can't actually be out of water for a long time.
That's creepy. Did you ever at any point think about putting them in your pants?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not a freak. I'm not a little five-year-old ham freak.
Freak!
If I may, go back to the story.
Please.
The police named the beta fish Baja Blast.
Not necessary.
The police don't need to be naming this naked guy's fish.
They also said he's reportedly doing well.
Okay. They need to give that fish to the Beta Fish Humane Society, some kind of rescue, and then lock that guy under the jail.
Yes. Elsewhere in the world, in Sandusky, Ohio, no relation, the amusement park Cedar Point is addressing a video that has surfaced on the web. They have banned a guest to their park for life. YouTuber Alan Farrell, or Farrell.
That's how that checks out.
Golf. Has been banned for life after he posted a video of himself eating chicken nuggets while riding the Millennium Force roller coaster.
Sounds like your kind of content.
Yes. The video, which was posted on May 19th,
damn,
has, as of this Thursday, had over 690,000 views. Farrell's YouTube channel, which has more than 1 million subscribers, frequently shows him accepting a variety of challenges and recording his attempt to complete the task, like going through a car wash with the windows down. This challenge dared him to eat a 10-piece chicken nugget or McNugget while on a roller coaster. In the video, he snuck the nuggets in his pants with his other nuggets.
Boy, basically Evel Knievel there.
Mm-hmm.
Should I jump this canyon of 300 feet, or should I get on the mini mine train and eat a chicken nugget? I'm all out. I'm thinking about knocking on death's door today. Mini mine train it is.
Now, he didn't complete the challenge.
Oh, he couldn't even complete it? I didn't realize it was that difficult.
But he did show up on the in-ride photo eating. Is he just housing a chicken nugget?
Right, people never die from choking.
Gosh. He's the guy that gets decapitated on the ride.
Do you have a top five people that deserve to die from choking?
I do, but I'm not ready to bring it to air.
10:50?
No.
He's in the room with two of them.
it'd be uncomfortable.
So, wait, why did he get banned? Are you not allowed to bring food on roller coasters?
Yes, correct.
Then I'm out on roller coasters.
Probably a choking hazard.
Correct. They banned him for life from Cedar Point Amusement Park, as well as all Six Flags parks, because that's the parent company of this one.
Even Fiesta Texas?
Probably.
I always thought it was because the bar wouldn't close thing, why they wouldn't let me on roller coasters. Now it might be the fact that I had an extra large Zaw with me.
So you were doubling your fist in corn dogs?
Yeah. Brought your right. Funnel cake.
Yeah, when I was trying to finish my funnel cake on the Texas Giant, that's why they wouldn't let me on.
They said safety is a cornerstone of their business. They have a zero tolerance for inappropriate or unsafe behavior. Our ride safety policy strictly prohibits all loose articles on rides, including food, which can become a choking hazard. So good. They don't want copycats, and they don't want any lawsuits coming towards them. But the video is funny because he's also dipping it in its sauce as they're going up and down.
They need to do the bowl of pho challenge. You got to hold that.
piping hot, just yeah. fresh out of the cauldron.
Right, yeah, right out of the pot. And you got to cook the meat while you're going up the front part.
And it's just like the death drop one that you just go to. It drops you straight down as you're beating the soup down. That would be great.
Static on your face as gravity.
Yeah, it's just right in front of you.
Feels great. If y'all saw me about to get on the roller coaster you're on, would you just... I'll take the next one.
I'd get out of line because it'd break down.
Gosh, that video from... Was it the Arlington Six Flags where they were...
Upside
stuck
down?
Stuck upside down?
I'm not sure which one that was. One from this week?
Yes. I would just go full...
I don't
full,
think it was from Arlington.
I think that was in Galveston.
It was Galveston? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if I got stuck like that for more than 3 minutes, I would go full Monty Suckerfish and just
unlatching myself and rolling out.
And just head first all the way down to the pavement.
Yeah, same.
I'm not going to sit there and just dangle.
We will be having a game of chicken and who goes first, and I'm going to win. I'm not going to be sitting up there.
It'll be like in
down.
Science class when you drop a feather in a brick as you're slowly going down. And
nope.
I break the laws of physics. Going 10.81.
Birthdays.
Oh.
Unless you want another story.
I'd like another story. But...
Whatever you got. All Give right. us your quickest story.
Elsewhere across the pond, an English hag is facing jail time.
Pond.
Our hag of the day, Zoe Hayes. She's 68. She has had an ongoing feud with her neighbors, Peter and Corrine Rotherham, 1661. Their ongoing feud has been ongoing for 15 years. They lived in an esteemed neighborhood in a village called Urchfont, Wiltshire.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hag.
I think Junior Miller would be interested in this story.
Definitely. No way.
Absolutely. Hopefully she does a Takesha bit on stage.
This hag, Hayes, over the years has allegedly cut a hole in a hedge to spy on her neighbors. She would loudly clatter the bins, so trash can bins,
that's real
to wake them early.
It doesn't seem like it's very stealthily to...
No, you're trying to draw... Yeah, you're trying to draw the attention to
She
you.
Would also throw dead moles into their garden.
That's not cool.
Why
do you have access to so many dead moles?
Right. Right. She was giving a restraining order back in 2021 after she damaged a single sweet pea flower, which belonged to the company. So, she subsequently was ordered to not do anything to pester the pair. She did not stop, though. The feud came to a head when she left her lawnmower running while they were having a dinner party at their house. So, the couple were hosting a dinner party, and she just turned on her lawn equipment and just let it just idle. One of the guests...
What
guests,
a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no room for misinterpretation.
Man.
The conditions of her... Restraining order said not to contact, pester, or annoy the couple. One of the guests had to go over to tell her to turn it off. The breach in the restraining order, which amounts to harassment in the court of law, can carry a sentence of up to a year in prison. But for 15 years, your neighbor is just doing wild-ass things to just annoy you.
That's a small phobia of mine. I was always concerned that I was going to move next to somebody that I just hated, or was just a terrible neighbor.
Yeah.
And you're just stuck there. What do you do if you're just living next? Happen to move in next to the worst person ever?
That's absolutely what we did. And I'm still living in the home I grew up in. It's the same old lady hag next door that was just openly racist towards my dad.
I think all my neighbors are Wilsons. They're awesome. Wilson, of course,
from Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, yeah.
You never seen the bottom of their face?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the volleyball.
Dude, you're right.
What?
Just a bunch of balls?
Yeah.
Dude, can you get to birthdays?
Birthdays. Clint Eastwood is 96.
I had more on that last story. Just rushing us.
How's the chair?
Still there.
Okay.
Tom Berenger is 77.
Major League. Greatness.
Chris Elliott is 66. He's the tiny dude hand in Scary Movie.
Legend.
Pretty good.
Leah Thompson, 65, of Back to the Future.
Hot.
Brooke Shields is 61.
Yeah. Hot.
Colin Farrell, 50. He was the Penguin and in Minority Report. Fun fact, I ate dinner with him, Sean Bass, Grubbs. No, that was the guy from
Colin Farrell? Whoa.
I would never chicken fried steak.
Yeah, I did.
Star phone booth. Nice.
I believe that.
Phone booth, good man.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Chris Penny, 49. He was the drummer of Coheed and Cambria and also the Dillinger Escape Plan.
I thought he died.
No. Who are you thinking of?
Sean's brother, Chris Penn.
Oh. Rhonda Montemayor, 47.
Oh.
Known best for her role as the Pink Ranger Rose Ortiz in the Power Rangers Operation Overdrive series. She's also English, so I think there's no relation.
Rhoda Montemayor.
Andy Hurley, 46, the drummer of Fallout Boy. Waka Flocka Flame is 40.
Dang it, we have a new hottest Montemayor.
Yeah, I got Dang bad it. News, bud.
You've been, Farrah, you've been on hard work. I'm down in the power rankings.
Farrah Abraham is 35. She's the backdoor team mom.
She does not look like she used to at all anymore.
Marcus Dupree, 38. He's been in 3,193 films.
Oh my God.
Such as Abby Gets Some Up Her Ham.
Of Abby and Brittany?
No.
Oh.
Damn, it's big. Guardians of the Gagasi. Soldiers in Afghanistan. And for Connor, I have a dump and chase for you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, let's put on some time so people can hear the whole thing.
I'll take a slip.
Dump that.
How do you spell...
Thank you for that.
Divider. How do you spell Marcus and Marcus Dupree?
M-A-R-K-U-S.
Okay. Say, there's another Marcus Dupree that's very famous.
Joe Namath, 83.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Jim Craig, 69. The Miracle on Ice goaltender. Kenny Lofton, nice. 59. Dave Roberts, 54.
Kenny Lofton?
Kenny Lofton.
Worst interview in hardline history. Kenny Lofton.
Jake Peavy. What was I going to say? James?
Jank.
Jake Peavy is 45.
Bulls. Jake Peavy.
Long-haired
Jake Peavy here.
Long-haired hockey man Eric Carlson is 36. Brees Hall, 25.
Runner man.
Moses Moody, 24. And our featured dead, the GOAT, John Bonham. John Henry Bonham of Led Zeppelin.
Man.
Not my goat.
Pretty good career outside of stealing everything from Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, damn you!
All right.
Tough one.